Moshe Lander joins us now on the phone. Moshe, good morning.
Good morning.
As I said, you're an economics professor specializing in pro sports. I don't think there are many of you across the country, and I know you work with several universities. Do you have a home base before we get to my first question?
Well, Concordia in Montreal is home base, but I was teaching last spring at the University of Winnipeg, so I was there firsthand to see exactly what the arena looks like and exactly what the lay of the land looks like. So I do have a bit of a tie there as well.
So what do you make of this situation?
It's unfortunate. Like you said in those clips, the Jets fans love their team, but it's pricey. It's pricey in every NHL market. And trying to find a way to fill the second smallest arena and be competitive is a real challenge. And so it's a real credit that Winnipeg is doing as well as they are this year, despite the fact that they don't have that revenue base, but winning costs. And at some point, if you want to keep a winning product on the ice, the fans are going to have to be much more supportive. And it's a little hard to just say that it's corporate sponsorship that needs to fill the gap. If the fans aren't showing, corporate sponsors are going to want to fill the gap because it's the vicious circle. Why are we paying for something if you're not coming? And the fans are going to say, well, why are we coming if you're not paying?
Mm-hmm. How do the Jets get back to 13,000 season tickets? Any advice as we wait for Bettman to come to town? What are your thoughts on how we might get back to 13,000? Because that's what we need. We need the butts in the seats for the revenue.
It's being aggressive. It's making sure that there's a marketing team there that is reaching out to fans and finding every way to get them out there. And whatever promotion is necessary to do it, do it. And it's a good product, and it's a good location. And so when you have that nice combination there that it's a downtown arena, even though the downtown is a little sleepy and a little empty at times, the fact that it's downtown, the fact that Mark Chipman is looking to try and revitalize downtown in other ways by opening up the mall across the street there and trying to make inroads into developing that area, that's a positive sign. And so if the marketing team is reaching out saying, what do we need to do to get you here? Even if it's 5-game packages, single game tickets, any sort of creative promotions, those are the things that once you come out and you realize it is a good product this year, it can maybe sustain itself a little longer.
As I said, I've been sort of watching the conversation from afar for the past few days. I kind of feel like, and some of the numbers with the Jets are, toward the bottom of the league in areas that we're discussing here, but I kind of think this is right across the league and with other types of sports. And in our business, the radio business, media, we know how slow advertisers have been to come back to the table and spend money. I don't think this is just a Winnipeg problem.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I entirely agree. If you're looking at, say, the NFL, they're doing particularly well with attendance.
Sure.
The NBA is doing well. The NHL, of course, the reason why Winnipeg is the second smallest market is because Arizona is just doing prohibitively worse, playing in a 4,700-seat arena on university campus. Otherwise, we'd be talking about Winnipeg a little bit more. Hockey is one of those fickle games. It has a very diehard fan base, but it's struggled very much to try and build beyond its fan base. I don't know that in Winnipeg you're going to discover new fans or somebody that's unaware of hockey or the role of the Jets within the city. So it's really a matter then of trying to armed with the fans to come out to the games. In the U.S., if attendance is a little bit down, part of it too is that they finally have really good TV deals, ESPN and TNT. And so fans are starting to realize the same thing that they realized to some extent with football is that it's a game that can be watched on television, although any hockey fan such as myself will say you have to see it in person to appreciate the speed and the grace of the game. But that's exactly it then in Winnipeg is that fans will already be familiar with the Jets and their reincarnation and the need to keep the team. So it's not something that has to be particularly difficult to try and convince fans to come back.
Hey, Moshe, one final question here. It's our question of the day at CGOB.com. It remains there from yesterday. Are you actually worried the team could leave? And you know the history here in Winnipeg. Three choices. Not in the near future, no or yes. Number one answer, 40%, not in the near future, according to our listeners who have voted. 34% say no, 26% say yes. What do you say?
So I'm going to put my thumb on the scale here and try and tilt the poll a little bit. So I'm going to say no, and it's a flat-out no. Teams not leaving Winnipeg this time. The NHL doesn't want teams to relocate. They will do everything they can to prevent it. You have a local ownership group that's committed to the city as opposed to a foreign ownership group that couldn't care whether they succeed or not. And everybody understands what's at stake for the Jets to leave the second time. The only reason they left the first time was because of a bad Canadian dollar, not because of a bad fan base. And so the thought somehow that Kansas City or Atlanta for a third time might take the team, it's overblown. And it's what the NHL does, is play good cop and bad cop. And Gary Bettman is going to say all the things today about how he hopes the team stays and he hopes everything's going to go well. But he knows full well that he has no intention of yanking that team out of there. It doesn't make sense to move it to another market that expand before then move.
I'm a solid no too. Moshe, thanks for this. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Moshe Lander, economics professor out of Montreal, specializing in pro sports.